Coach, what did you pull out of the tape from that exhibition going into your opener?
Can't turn the ball over at that high rate and have a chance. They shot 17 more shots than we did. We had 23 turnovers. Bad math. Can't turn it over that much and can't give up that many offensive rebounds while turning it over that much.
Did you pull some positives out of it?
There was some strings of good things. The thing that we're struggling with is putting five guys out there that can do what we're asking them to do all the time. And it's not belligerent. Three of them will do it one possession, and then a different three will do it the next possession. And we've got to be able to get to the point where we can get five guys doing it all at once.
Is that just a young team learning a new system, or is that just the growing pains in the first year?
Probably both. Probably both.
How much was your starting lineup for the exhibition game indicative of your thoughts on who will start? I know you got like Mark French in there, you got a freshman in there. What kind of went into your philosophy of making that starting lineup for the exhibition game, and how much is that telling?
I don't know. I think it's been very volatile, the ups and downs of the ability to play hard and execute at the same time. And there hasn't been the consistency that you want as a coach in those two categories, and so until then, it just whoever starts. I mean, those same guys started in the second half, and it went to hell in a handbasket real fast. So, just sub five more guys in.
Can you update us on TJ Starks?
They said it's a grade 2 ankle sprain, and he would be out 12 to 24 days, is what the doctor said.
Were you happy with the pressure, the ball pressure defense?
At times, we get beat off the bounce too much, and we've got to figure out maybe how to give a gap without immediately playing 5-on-4. And sometimes it's the guy guarding the ball, and then sometimes it's the guys that need to be in the gaps immediately next to the ball not being there. And so, it's kind of a combination. Sometimes the guy guarding the ball was doing good, and then sometimes the two guys in the gaps were not there, and then other times it was the exact opposite.
Coach, you feel like that, do you have a sense that your guys have grasped what you expect them or what you're demanding?
Yeah, I think they've done a really good job with being aware of what we're asking them to do. They catch themselves now because of their understanding of it. I think that they're aware is good. Like I told them after the game, that's good that you know. There's a commercial that says knowing is half the battle. Now we got to figure out the other half. And now that you know, that's good. Now we have to do what you know.
Are you kind of, when you look at these guys, do you get a sense that you're kind of in the same place, they're in the same place with you as maybe your first teams at Marquette and your first teams at Virginia Tech?
I think it was different at Marquette. Those guys had high-level success / experience. I think we had three seniors on the team that were all really impactful players prior to my hiring. At Virginia Tech, they had finished in last place 3 years in a row prior to our arrival. We finished in last place in year number one there. I would say it's probably somewhere in between. It's not Marquette. It's not Virginia Tech. New team, more freshmen on this team than most. But everybody's new, regardless of how old they are. So I would say it's probably somewhere in between.
As you settle in here, what are a couple of the improvements you'd like to see to Reed Arena along the way?
How's the food for the media?
It's all over the mat.
It's free.
It's
free.
Yeah, a couple of people have asked me, and I'm not dodging the question. I mean this with sincerity. of all of the things that we've had to try to put a dent in, if that's the right term, I understand Reed's a part of it. It just hasn't been the priority. I would say that there are some good things about it, but there's for sure ways that it could be improved. And I know those decisions will come from people above me, as they should, and the people that are, have to generate the money, as it should. What I remember about Reed from my time here as an assistant, this was the media room when I was here as an assistant, wasn't it? I would like to get it where our team doesn't walk through the media room on the way to and from the court. Maybe that would be one thing.
Ross Bjork said he'd like to see maybe more of an open-air concept or something with the concourse or anything. Would you like to see that?
Whatever he says, I'm for. I will say this about, I think it was years 3 and 4 at Tech. Year 3, we played Ole Miss in Blacksburg. Year 4, we played in Oxford. That was the first time that I had ever met Ross after that game. That was their first year in – they built a new arena. When I was the head coach at New Orleans, when Jamie played, we played at what was the old arena, and I think it was TAD with an initial something Coliseum. And then years later, so 2 years ago, we played in Oxford. That arena was probably the right size, the open concourse, whatever that means. I think it was that. There were restaurants up there for students, but also for kind of a donor area. I'm not real familiar with, like, renovations to an arena, but I understand what you're saying or what he said. And their arena was nice. I don't know if you've ever seen it, but, yeah, it was. Yeah, it was nice.
You talk about habits. What are some good habits that this team has established?
I think they're learning to be great teammates to one another. I think they're beginning to form a habit of we need to work hard each day. They have formed a habit of listening with their eyes open. They're doing some good things. It's a massive overhaul relative to our style of play on both ends of the floor. Massive overhaul in regards to the roster, of course. But I think the struggle for anybody going through this is not – eventually you have to become aware, like he asked, aware of what we're asking them to do. I think the next thing is executing what we're asking them to do. But I think the hardest thing in any transition is, well, what are we going to do tomorrow? We're going to do the same thing. And I think doing that every day, and that's the habit we've got to get to next, is so we're going to practice hard again tomorrow? Yes. And what are we going to do in practice tomorrow? The same thing. And, you know, like I told them, we scrimmaged Baylor on a Sunday. So I told them the Saturday before the scrimmage, we're going to have shoot around in the morning. And the word shoot around is just like an old word. It doesn't apply anymore. It's just what we call it. We're going to have practice. And we're going to try to have at least 31 practices the day of the game, so that we can incrementally improve and not give away that hour of, quote, shoot around to not getting better. And so that was on Saturday. And then we played Kingsville on Friday. And so on Thursday when we finished practice, I said, guys, what are we doing tomorrow? And a couple of them said, shoot around. And then several more said, no, we're going to practice. Yeah, we're going to practice. And so we've just got to get to the point. The intent of their heart has been great. They're really good kids. They want to do right. It's just doing it right every day and having the execution level required to have some level of success at this level is hard.
It seems like since you got here, time has just flown by to the start of the basketball season.
Yeah.
How ready do you feel like y'all are for this opening game to come up on?
Y'all are, or I am.
You are.
Y'all.
You and the pro, and the team.
Yeah. I don't know. I was thinking about that today. I think it's I wrote it down in my journal. 200 and I think when we play on Wednesday, it'd be 216 days since I took the job. And the only day I remember taking off was my anniversary. Corey and I went to Bailey, set up a place at the – we stayed the day at the George – went to Orange Theory that morning, went and got a massage that afternoon, went to the movie that afternoon, ate at the whatever the steakhouse is right there by the George, just spent the day right there. That's the only day I remember being off. And I think we've been accountable for our time. Doesn't mean that, like he was asking about Reed, it doesn't mean that Reed Arena is not important. It just seems like there's always been more of a priority in all of those passing days. And not to continue to talk about Virginia Tech, but it seems like it was just a couple of days ago that we got beat by Duke to go to the Elite Eight. And it's just so much emotion, so much change. It's not the physical part. Our guys aren't struggling with the physical part. They did initially. They've gotten physically where they need to be. It's the mental and the emotional, go again, go again, go again. And there's some of that that happens to me too, just being vulnerable and being truthful. We can't give away today. We can't give away tomorrow. We can't give away shoot around on Wednesday afternoon. And we have to be distinctly better on Wednesday than we were on Friday. And in some ways, we were better against Baylor than we were against Kingsville. Well, that's if we were a stock you wanted to invest in, that's not the direction you want to go, right? You don't want to have a scrimmage against a top 20 team and do more good things than you did against a Division II team when the lights were on. Well, did we struggle because the lights were on? Did we struggle because there were people in the seats? Is that a part of it? Well, we can't mimic that every day. And so, yeah, a lot of stuff in the last 214 days for sure.
Are you pretty pleased with the Young, Biggs, Miller, and Aku, and you, I think Yeezy goal taking as well?
Yeah. Aku is tough as you can find.
Yeah.
A lot of coaching coming at him that he had never heard of, but wants to do right, is a great listener. But it's like, remember this and this and this and this, and he can, but then having to do it full speed. Was easily the best big I have ever coached as a freshman in individual workouts and boot camp. Not close. And he wasn't here in the summer and a part of Costa Rica. Very encouraged by him. E-Man had the best, he was the most improved player in the month of October. He was the one guy that I knew was going to start, because he had a crescendo to his habits in the month of October. In the film room, on the floor, doing extra, he really made ground. Yeezy has a long way to go as a player, but as of today, as a player, what he does best is he can absorb information and then do his best to replicate it on the floor. So in different dimensions, in different ways, all of them we're going to have to depend on to some degree. Yeezy was the worst freshman in individual workouts and boot camp. Not close. Aku was the best. Our team depended upon Aku, and our team got nothing from Yeezy. And E-Man was kind of somewhere in between. Yeezy completely understands what we're trying to do defensively, which is brand new to everybody, but he can execute it fairly well. I think E-Man has a chance to become an elite-level defender. He's starting to pick it up. He needs to improve his catch-shoot game, but he's getting much better at straight-line drives. And I think an Achilles heel of our team will be rebounding, and I think he's possibly one guy that can get a ball that doesn't just come straight to him. I think he can get a traffic rebound. And we're going to need somebody besides just him. We need to find a couple more guys that can get a rebound out of their area. So,
can Nebo do that if he's healthy?
I have never coached Nebo, so I don't know. I would think so. Athletically, for sure he can. Before he got hurt, I mean, his athleticism we for sure need. His strength or appearance of strength we need. And that he's played or been in college for 4 years, we need that too. So hopefully he's closer to returning than ever before. I'm very overprotective when guys get hurt, so I would say he probably could have been, quote, released before now. But he will help Aku. He will help E-Man. He'll help Yeezy. Just to have another body out there in practice would help.
What's going to be last ball against Northwestern State on Wednesday to get the victory?
We cannot turn the ball over 23 times. It would be healthy to have more assists than turnovers. We need to make more free throws than they shoot. Against Kingsville, Kingsville shot 38 out of 68 balls were from three. Our defense is designed to do that. We just can't give up of their misses. We can't give up 12 offensive rebounds.
Coaches don't have, I wonder if, you're a veteran coach, you've had a lot of success. Is this old hat, do you start the season, or do you still get any butterflies or anything like that coming into a new deal?
Yeah. I tell our guys sometimes, I'm not old, but I'm not young. I'm somewhere right in between. And I was just talking to a guy that I knew from Northwestern that's doing, what was it, a podcast?
That was a radio show.
Yeah. There's five people listening to it, but I was doing it to be kind to Coach Mack. This is the fourth first game, and I'm undeserving of any of those. But I for sure get wound up and more anxious, sometimes on the right things, but I'm aware sometimes it's on the wrong things. But grateful. Incredibly grateful, bigger than any dream that I ever had. Been thousands and hundreds of thousands of people that have helped me along the way when there was nothing I could do to help them. And so I think as I've gotten older, instead of maybe thinking it's about me or my career, I've tried to figure out ways to help others and help their career the way people have helped me. Because without that help, I'm for sure not here because of my talent. I get excited, I get anxious, but probably in a different way than I once did.